Joe Petrie is a professor of medicine at UVA, specializing in infectious disease. He says there's been real progress in how we treat cases of COVID.
I've actually been working like in our special pathogens unit and treating patients with COVID-19. And the two big advances are, first, dexamethasone, which is a prednisone-like drug that's anti-inflammatory. And that's been shown in a large study in the United Kingdom to decrease mortality by almost a third. And the other drug that's been shown to be effective is remdesivir.
UVA took part in a clinical trial showing that antiviral medication helped patients recover in an average of 11 days, down from 15. We've also gotten better at predicting who will have a bad case of COVID. In general, men have it worse than women. People with chronic conditions like diabetes, asthma, high blood pressure, and obesity are at increased risk. And Petrie says age is the number one factor.
If you're 80 years old, you're 100 times more likely to die from this than if you are 50.
UVA researcher Allie Donlan is looking at the next promising predictor of dangerous COVID cases, the way our immune system functions and how we can stimulate it to do better. Also under investigation here and at Virginia Commonwealth University, whether injections of antibodies like those we produce naturally after an infection could protect people who've been exposed to the coronavirus. As we wait for results of that study, Dr. Gonzalo Behrman, chief of infectious disease at VCU, says our best bet remains changing behavior.
If we were able to do things such as wear the masks, respect social distancing, and wash our hands, we would probably have an 80 to 90% reduction in SARS-CoV-2.
UVA's director of medical intensive care, Dr. Tyson Bell, adds there is less concern about virus particles on things like groceries, mail, and doorknobs.
Person-to-person spread is what we think is the predominant mode of transmission. Surface to the face or mucosal membrane transmission is still possible in theory, but we do think that it's more likely spread in close human interactions.
And that's especially true inside.
Indoor spaces, poorly ventilated spaces, and small spaces where people are in closer contact are going to be higher risk. So the direct opposite of all of that is large outdoor spaces, able to be apart from each other, and nothing's ventilated better than the outdoors fresh air.
But as it gets colder, Dr. Behrman says our problems with COVID may increase.
COVID-19 is far from over. In fact, there's a high risk that things could get worse this winter as the temperature drops, as people are moving indoors, and as other respiratory viruses will be in the community, and that includes influenza.
Which is why he says we should all be getting flu shots. And that brings us to the subject of our next report. Where do things stand with the coronavirus vaccines? When might they be available? How effective can we expect them to be? And will the rollout be fast and efficient? Our experts offer answers at this time tomorrow on Radio IQ. I'm Sandy Houseman.